As we approach Tisha B'Av, one of the questions and challenges which I think many of us grapple with regard to the observance of this day, is the question of exactly how we're supposed to mourn and what we're supposed to feel when we think about mourning the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. It's difficult because none of us, of course, have ever seen the Beis HaMikdash. We've never been to the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, we've seen artists' renditions of what the Beis HaMikdash looked like, perhaps models. Now there are 3D presentations which depict what the Beis HaMikdash looked like when people were there and so on. You can see in Yerushalayim. And other media that we've grown accustomed to seeing depicting what the Beis HaMikdash was. And many of them are indeed presented based upon the facts as we know them from Gemaras and from other halachic and midrashic sources. And certainly the place was a place of majesty, of dignity, of grandeur. But nonetheless, not having been there, we don't really know, many of us, how to mourn it. I mean, what are we supposed to think about when we say there's no more Beis HaMikdash? Tisha B'Av was a day on which both the first and the second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. Both were destroyed. And we kind of have a hard time understanding, yes, it was a building, a beautiful building, but that's not what we mourn. We mourn what the Beis HaMikdash represented. We have to ask ourselves, what exactly is it that we're missing? What exactly are we mourning? Are we mourning the lack of the avoda, the fact we don't have the service of the Beis HaMikdash, the karbonos? Well, yes, certainly. But the fact is that many aspects of the Beis HaMikdash, we have succeeded. When I say we, I mean the Jewish people throughout the centuries, through our traditions and through our practices, we've managed to recreate. We used to have karbonos, but now the Gemara tells us tfilos b'mokom tmidim tiknum. We have davening instead. It's different, but it's a different way to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so perhaps we don't miss the karbonos in the same way, even though we daven for the restoration of the karbonos and so on. But we've replaced it. And there are other things that we've done and that we continue to do that are zecher l'mikdash. We replicate what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, there are things missing, but perhaps you don't feel it so acutely because our tradition has allowed us to replicate and to relive some of the things of the Beis HaMikdash without actually being there. Indeed, the Gemara tells us that if a person even studies and learns about the laws of the karbonos, to a certain extent, it's viewed as if you brought those particular karbonos. And so we've replaced the Beis HaMikdash in a certain sense, not completely, but it makes it that much more difficult, in my opinion, to mourn the absence of the Beis HaMikdash when many of the things which the Beis HaMikdash represented, we have, at least in some small way, in a miniature way, ourselves. The Gemara says, based on the Pasuk in Yechezkel, that every Beis HaKnesses and every Beis HaMedrash is a Mikdash Me'at, is a miniature version of the Beis HaMikdash. So we do have something that relates to the Beis HaMikdash. And so we have to ask ourselves again, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, what exactly are we mourning and how do we feel this lack, this sense of something missing, when to a great extent we don't necessarily feel that some of those things are missing. So I'd like to suggest that perhaps, and there are a number of things, but one thing to focus on is the Beis HaMikdash as the center, not only of Avodas Hashem, but the center of a just and fair and honest and comradely society. A society where people function together, where people work things out. A society where the Beis HaMikdash was the place where the Sanhedrin had its chambers and where law, where halacha, where Torah was presented from. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. There was a certain sense of unity within Klal Yisrael that the Beis HaMikdash represented, not only when all the Jews came to that one place, and imagine the scene when all the Jews come 3 times a year to be Ohel Regel at the time of each of the Yom Tovim, and the majesty and the grandeur of that scene, when every Jew, no matter what your background, no matter what your status, no matter what position you are in life, no matter what your age, came to the Beis HaMikdash, a place of unification, a place of unity. A place where justice was served. A place where a fair and just society emerged from. That's something I think we can note with a certain sense of anguish that we don't have today. We don't have it in Klal Yisrael. We don't have it in the world as a whole. We're missing the unity. We're missing the oneness. And we're missing the fair and just society, which the Beis HaMikdash, at least in theory, represented, which the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to be a center of. You know, it's very interesting. On the Shabbos prior to Tisha B'Av, we nickname it Shabbos Chazon because of the Haftarah, which begins with the words Chazon Yeshaya, the first parak of Yeshaya, the parak actually describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a certain sense, is not always interested in our karbanas and the technical avoda. What he wants is a just society. What he wants is Yerushalayim to be called the Ir HaTzedek, okay, the place of justice, the place of fairness, the place where people are treated properly, the place where there's a sense of unity, there's a place where there's a friendship that emerges. And Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah, Yerushalayim will be redeemed when we're able to show that we care for one another, that it's a fair and just society, that we care for those who are less fortunate than us, that we express a certain sense of unity with those who maybe aren't exactly like us. And there's a fragmentation that exists within the Jewish people today that perhaps is what we can really mourn when there's no Beis HaMikdash. As I said before, when everybody came to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim, everybody was a chaver, everybody had a status of being the same in a certain sense, of coming together. And we don't have that today. We have Jews who won't even look at other Jews or talk to other Jews because they're not exactly like them, or they don't come from the same background, the same community, and so on. And that's something that continues to be lacking, continues to be missing. And so perhaps as we approach Tisha B'Av this year, we should mourn the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, in the sense of the absence of a place where there was unity among Klal Yisrael. It doesn't mean that everybody always agreed with everybody else about everything. We know that that's not true. But there was a unifying force. There was a place that brought all Jews together as a unified people. And we need that again today. To some extent, Eretz Yisrael accomplishes that to some extent today. But it's not certainly not the full extent. And we're missing the Beis HaMikdash, the center of unity, the center of Torah, the place where Horah, where Psak Halacha came from. This is what we're missing in terms of the Beis HaMikdash. And perhaps on Tisha B'Av, when we reflect upon the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, this is the lack that we should feel. And we should hope that eventually the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, not only to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the full sense there, the full avoda, the way it's supposed to be, but also because it'll be a place where all of Klal Yisrael will come together, where all of Klal Yisrael will be like one. When we have that, and Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzedakah, it'll be a place of justice, a place of righteousness, that will define Klal Yisrael the way we should be defined. And when we have that, we'll really be able to appreciate the Beis HaMikdash. And we should now appreciate that we're missing that and hope for that day that comes very, very soon, where once again we will return to Yerushalayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rachamim will allow us to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We once again have that sense of purpose, that sense of oneness, that sense of unity in Klal Yisrael. I hope that everybody has a meaningful and successful fast on Tisha B'Av, and may it be, if we do indeed have to fast, the very last time. And may this day, like the other fast days, be turned, as the Nevi'im promise us, into days of Sason and Simcha, b'mehirah v'yameinu. Amen.